Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo, and we're in part 185 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And this is program number 287. If you'd like a copy of it, just Sharon will tell you four different ways you can do that at the end of the program. So make sure you have your paper and pencils ready. We also have some songs. We have some testimonials. And we've got a really strong and powerful message from the Lord this evening. All right, so right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint this service. Father, everyone that reads the Bible knows how much you hate sin. You despise it. You came into the world to deliver us, to give us the power over sin. And therefore, Lord, everyone must be very careful after they've received the Holy Spirit in them, they've received you in them with Father God, that they sin no more. For this is what you told them. Now go, after I've delivered you, go and sin no more, lest a worse thing happen to you. Before we are saved, we still have an opportunity to get saved. But if we begin sinning again, your word, you, the word of God, tells us that there remains no more repentance for us because you only die once. And that's it. Father, we pray that these words of how much you hate sin and you love people who have the power of you in them, let them receive the truth of that this evening, and that they receive salvation, and also that the people of the Lord, that of you, Lord, that if are about to fall away, that they are magnetized to you again, and that they receive zeal of the first love, so that you don't spit them out of your mouth. Lord, we ask that you save souls out in radio land and that you strengthen the church. Let everything that happens on this broadcast be directly from heaven. And in Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now, in order to do this, we have to put our hand in the hand of the man that stilled the waters and the man that created the heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof. And here I am with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps to sing, "Put Your Hand in the Hand of the Man That Stilled the Water."
Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. Now put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Every time I look into the holy book, I want to tremble. When I read about the part where the carpenter cleared the temple, for the buyers and the sellers were no different fellas than what I profess to be. And it causes me shame to know I'm not the man that I should be. Well, put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. By putting your hand in the hand of the man from a Galilee. Well, now every time I look into a holy book, I want to tremble. When I read about the part where the carpenter cleared the temple, for the buyers and the sellers were no different fellas than the one I profess to be. And it causes me shame to know I'm not the man that I should be. Well, now put
your hand in the hand of a man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Well, put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the waters. Put your hand in the hand of the man who called the sea.
All right, praise the Lord. That's it. We have to walk with Jesus. And, you know, the cults will not tell you that because they're going to tell you to follow obediently the cult leader, like the Pope in Rome and other people in this world, like the heads of all these religions, instead of the people that are with the Lord that are in salvation. These people want you to be followers of the Pope with blind obedience. Just do. If he tells you, the presidents of the United States, to go and kill people in the church, they do it. They didn't care. The government figures that the Pope is so, this cult is so powerful that they dare not do exactly in blind obedience what the Pope wants them to do. Even the United States Armed Forces, they blindly will go and bomb anyone that the Pope tells the media to say is a Hitler, a Mussolini, a Tojo, a Hirohito, a Stalin, a Kosygin, any of these people. People follow that cult in blind obedience. But the Lord has called us to resist the power of the cults. And the Lord called us to change people by the preaching of the Word of God through reform. Now, you'll never hear the Pope sing, "Put your hand in the hand of the man that steals the water," or any cult leader. I'm going to sing later for you, "How Great Thou Art," and you'll never hear the Pope singing that. Or any of the leaders of cults, they just don't do that. I'm talking about the leaders, because most of them can't sing anyway. Amen. All right, now we've got some testimonials here. Don't follow the world cults. Don't be blind in obedience to them. They say that it's wrong to obediently follow the Lord, and we have to obey the Holy Spirit. But they don't say that. They say that anyone that is following the Lord, the Lord's Holy Spirit, that they're blind. No, we're not blind. We are in the one that sees everything and knows everything. And so resist the power of the cults. Especially that cult in Rome, that's the most dangerous cult in the world, because they are the ones that run the world government and the media. And they can slur and slander and malign anyone they want at any will, because they're on the air 24 hours a day. But the Bible said, what could be against us? Who could be against us? If God be with us, who could be against us? Amen?
Amen.
Okay, well, God is with us, and I believe that God, in His Word, says that He's going to pour out His wrath on this earth, and we're going to read some of that in just a few minutes. All right, there's no twisting of the Word over here at the Alamo Church. Now, where's the first testimony from?
From Nigeria, Africa.
Okay, what do they have to say?
Dear World Pastor Alamo, I thank you so much for your literature and T-shirts I have received here in my ministry. Your materials are a great source of spiritual and physical blessings to our people here. Many lives have been changed and many people saved as a result of free distribution of your inspiring gospel literature.
Right. Now, this is the thing that is happening in the world today is the biggest cover-up in human history. The Vatican exalts itself and covers up the actual gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, which they despise. They hate it. They love to pray to Mary. They just do everything that's going to cause their souls to go to hell. Actually, the Vatican, the government, and the media is the biggest cover-up in human history. It's the most dangerous cult. They've been murdering people, hundreds of millions of people, down through the years, for centuries. For centuries. So resist that cult. That's the devil. It's the Antichrist. Resist the Antichrist, and he'll flee from you. Okay, what else?
Many of the people who have been saved have asked us for Bibles. Unfortunately, we do not have Bibles to give to these poor converts who cannot afford to buy a copy of the Bible.
Well, but we do, and as long as we can. Okay, then what?
Could you please send Bibles to help reach these 20 true souls for Christ? We are praying for more of His anointing upon you as you spread the true gospel among the nations. Thank you for your dedication to the work of the Lord and your concern for the future of the gospel in Africa. May the Lord bless you richly. Timothy O. from Imo State, Nigeria, Africa.
You should hear the hundreds of millions of testimonials that say that the Vatican is not preaching the truth. I have thousands, hundreds of thousands, and perhaps even millions of testimonies that say that I am the one that's preaching the true gospel in these last days. So when anyone is coming against us, just know that it's coming from the Vatican. They are the. This is the biggest cover-up in human history. Okay, where's the next one from?
From Houston, Texas.
Okay.
A man from Houston called in on our 24-hour witnessing line asking for a copy of the booklet entitled Messiah. He said that he had read the full-page article in the Houston Chronicle. What he wanted most of all was the Messiah book, because he's always been wanting to find the messianic prophecies written in a concise, centralized format, and your Messiah book is exactly what he's looking for.
Right, and he knows better than to go to the Vatican or some other cult that has united itself with the Vatican, and he knows not to go to a bunch of hate mongers for it. You know, people say, why do I attack the Vatican? All I'm doing is resisting the Vatican. They're the ones that are always on the attack. They're the ones that killed the people over at Waco. They caused the people here in the United States government, in blind obedience, to destroy the World Trade Center and also the federal building in Oklahoma City. Blind obedience. If the Vatican told these nudniks, these blind people, to jump off the World Trade Centers, they'd do it. That's the most dangerous cult. They send people, millions of people, to their death, and they do it on a constant basis for over 2,000 years. Okay, then what?
A call came in from Atlanta, Georgia, from a man named Joseph, saying he had seen your literature in the newspaper, and he ordered a Messiah book. He called back again saying he had read the Messiah book and it was excellent. He said he is the deacon in his small church of 40 and he would like to have a Messiah book for each member of his congregation and use the Messiah book to teach his congregation. He also requested one of each piece of literature we have available so he can choose which one he will use next. He said you, Pastor Alamo, have helped him tremendously. Thank you very much.
Well, the Lord opened our eyes so that we're not blind to what he wants us to do. That's what he wants us to do, is enlighten everybody with his word, because his word is the light of the world. And he said when we do obediently the things that he says, then we become the lights of the world, and the darkness doesn't recognize it. The darkness hates it. And so every time that we're being attacked, you know that it's from the prince of darkness, the devil himself. He is the Antichrist. He operates through his Antichrist cult in Rome, the government, and the media. That's the Antichrist and all those that follow him. Now, the Bible says that they'll take a mark in their forehead, Satan's mark, and that is when they start thinking like the Vatican, like the devil does. and then so they think that way, and then they put a mark in their hands, which means they start doing the things that the Vatican, that Satan's Vatican government and media tells them to do. And this organization causes people to just blindly be obedient, to follow the Pope, which really is the Pope is following the devil. And when then the people that are on earth here that want to be part of the Antichrist, they follow the Pope, who follows the devil. And then all the angels, wicked angels, that were cast out of heaven. That's why there's so much conflict and violence in the world, is to cause you to notice all those things. They're distractions to cause you to not pay attention to the Word of God. It causes you to think, and they keep telling you, you people think of what we could do to solve all these evil things that's happening in the world. Well, the thing to solve it is the only thing to do is remove the Vatican, the one world government, and the media, not by force and violence, but we separate Satan's kingdom by preaching the gospel to it. We are absolutely nonviolent. We preach the gospel and people get saved. Now, when these people that you hear are getting saved, what we've done is separated Satan, some people out of Satan's kingdom. How can Satan's kingdom be destroyed unless it is first divided? Well, that's what Antichrist, the Pope, its cult in Rome, Satan, and all their followers throughout the world, and the evil angels, that's what they're trying to do, is separate the Church of God. But the Church of God keeps getting stronger and stronger, and it comes into being by our preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to it. That's why you see so many hundreds of thousands of testimonies, millions of testimonies, that they have left the Catholic cult. They are dropping out of the media and the government like flies, and they're joining the Church of God, which is Christ and his body, us, those of us that are born again of the Spirit. And so we do that. We have to go through a lot of trials and tribulations to resist the power of that cult, its government, and its media. So this is reform. This is re-education. And they're using drugs and sex and every vile thing that the Lord says that he'll send people to hell for. And that's why they're doing everything that's evil to cover up their heinous crimes. Again, it's the biggest cover-up in human history. Okay, do you have another one there?
Yes, from San Diego, California.
Okay.
Pastor Lamo, I read your article, Difficult Mountains, in the San Diego Union Tribune newspaper, and it inspired me. I'm in prison for drugs, and I'm trying to change my life around. I cut out your prayer and read it every morning. I'm interested in receiving your book entitled Messiah and any publications that are available. Most of all, I need a large print Bible because my eyesight is getting very poor due to age. I've tried to get one through the chaplain here, but they don't have the funds for them. If you don't have them, could you please lead me in a direction where I might get one?
Oh, yes, we have them. We'll send it to you right away. I think it's already been sent.
Yes.
Okay, and then what?
He says, thank you, God bless, Tom from San Diego, California.
All right, praise the Lord. That's it?
Yes.
Okay. The Holy Bible, which is God's Word, which is also Christ, is the Scriptures. The Scriptures teach us the way that we can reach Jesus. They teach us the way to Jesus. And so we say, let every Christian remember what God thinks about sin. And here it is in a nutshell. He hates it. He hates it. With which his holiness burns against it. The solemn sacrifice that he made to conquer sin and deliver us from sin, he will not allow us to sin anymore. That is, unless you don't want to go to heaven. If you sin and don't believe that the Lord died to conquer sin and deliver us from sin, then you're going to continue on in sin and you're going to be in hell in the lake of fire. He delivered us from sin. The Lord tarried and went through all the misery that it took in order to save our souls. So let all people, let a person tarry long in God's presence. That means pray long. Don't just send a temporary little flippant 25-cent prayer up to God. But because of the fact that he gave himself, and he, Jesus, tarried long in God's presence, will the holiness of God shines upon him. That's what happened when he did that, and it will on you. And it shines on the person. The Christian, or otherwise, cries out with Isaiah, "Woe is me, for I am undone." And that's because you've been sinning, Isaiah 6:5. Let a person remember always the cross, and let the love that Christ had to endure there in order to abolish sin in you and whoever else it is that receives him, including myself, through the unspeakable pain that our sin caused him to go through, because he was sinless. And let the person be cut if this will not teach him to listen to the voice which says, quote, "O, do not this abomination, O, do not this abominable thing that I hate," God said. That's Jeremiah 44:4. All you people, take time to let the blood of Jesus and the love of Jesus and let the love of the cross show you how much God loved you. And let it exist within you, within their full influence on you, and let you think of sin as nothing less than giving your hand to Satan and to his weak and beggarly power. All right, Sharon, let's start reading from chapter 15 in the book of Revelation. You know, Revelation is a book that could only be understood at the time when the book of Revelation is happening. It's happening right now. Book of Revelation means that it's opened up, that it is now revealed to people. And these things were only to be known in the very last days. And it's so open now. To me, it's the easiest book in the Bible to understand. They're all easy, but this one is the easiest because we're living in the day and the hour of it. And here's chapter 15.
And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues.
All right, so isn't that easy to understand? Now, we're just at the beginning of the seven first plagues, and then there's the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation, which talks about the two witnesses that will be witnessing and testifying here on earth, just a very short time. And then they'll be killed. Their bodies will be laying on the ground for 3.5 days. Everyone will see it by television, everyone in the world. And then they'll also see them raise up from the dead. and be taken up into the heavens in a cloud just like Jesus was. And the people hated him so much that they let him lay there for 3.5 days. That's what's going to happen. And send presents one to the other, because they'll be preaching everything that is against this Antichrist satanic cult in Rome, its government, and its media. And the entire body of Antichrist, which is billions of people. There's two bodies, the body of Antichrist, and then there's the body of Christ. All of those that are born again in the Spirit will be in the body of Christ, and all those that are possessions of Satan. Satan owns them. The mark of him is in their foreheads. That's all they think about day and night is sinning. And they put their hand to sinning. They go into nightclubs. They go into every kind of sin with their hands. The right hand means the their power. And they give their power to the beast, which is Satan's government, controlled by the Satan's cult or church, if you will, that instructs the Vatican government what to do, and the media, the governments or Satan's mouth, what to say. And so you have to be careful how you listen. You could definitely say that this is a terrible result of our prayerlessness and our short and hasty time that we pray before God, that the true knowledge of sin is not known in the world today. It's very faint in our memories, almost lost. People almost believe, almost everyone believes that it's okay to sin. And this is primarily from these false, demonic people that are preaching on TV. And the Lord has called me to tear all these fallacies down and throw them to the ground and exalt Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Now, there we're no cult. The ones that's calling us a cult is the cult. Okay? So don't be blind followers of this cult, but resist the cult. All right? Don't go for this big cover-up of theirs. All right. Go ahead.
Seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God.
Well, they say there is no wrath of God. They don't say that God hates. But the Bible says God hates the workers of iniquity. It says, Jacob have I loved, God says, but Esau have I hated, because he didn't love God with all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength. And you people out there have almost lost the idea of what sin is because you don't read the Bible. Let the Christian think not only of what redemption has cost Christ, but also of the fact that Christ is offered to him, to God, and to you by the Holy Spirit as a gift of inconceivable power of God. You can't even imagine the power to whom divine forgiveness and purification and receiving love taken possession of by the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't even imagine to know it. You can't imagine to know him when his forgiveness is for our past sins, not our past and present and future sins, like the false prophets, the evil, according to the Lord, he calls them bastards. Bastard means fatherless children. And for sins of ignorance. Now, the Lord will forgive sins of ignorance if you didn't know, so repent, you know, before it's too late. Okay, then continue, because this chapter here tells of God's wrath. He's full of hatred for for those that continue sinning and ignoring his word. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, continue on.
Verse 2, and I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy.
Right, and you wouldn't know that. These saints wouldn't know that if they hadn't read the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
You then, those of you that are out there in radio land and throughout the world, ask yourself, with what return? What are you going to do to return such love? What do you think such return would be? Do you think you should give money or something like that to return God Almighty coming down here to earth and dying on the cross and shedding his blood for you and then raising from the dead? With what return such love should be repaid? Well, what do you think you should do to repay that kind of love? The Lord paid the price, the ultimate price, for our eternal life. To have eternal life, life and life more abundantly here in this world. What do we do now to repay that, huh? If only time were taken to wait. Do you have time to wait? Or wait in prayer before God's presence and ask such a question to him? The Holy Spirit of God would accomplish his work of conviction of sin in us and would touch us and teach us to take an eternity new standpoint about it. He'd reshape in our thinking and would give us a new view, which is really an old one. But it would renew in you God's view of sin. Okay, continue on.
Verse 4, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. And after that I looked...
See, the Lord's judgments will be manifest. God's going to burn the world up. And he's going to send a bunch of souls that just don't believe his word. And all those cultists out there that people are so blindly following, he's going to send them to hell. Then what?
Behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened, and the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles.
Oh, there's going to be seven more plagues. This will be 14 altogether. And they're going to happen. The first seven is going to happen fast. And the other seven are going to happen very quickly right after. So when you are laying before the Lord in prayer, for a long time in prayer, you just can't send little pittances up to him. It would arise in your heart that you have truly been redeemed, so that in the power of Christ we may live, and not only live, but live every day as a partner. All of us as partners in the great victory that the Lord Jesus obtained over sin on the cross. And we'd be able to manifest the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. We'd be able to manifest all these things in our own walk in this world so people would see that we're the continuation of his incarnation. So, in our own walk, where the Lord is walking in us and through us, Are you able now to be able to see that the sin of prayerlessness has had a more terrible impact or effect than you ever thought before? Is it because of the hasty, superficial conversation with God that you have? You don't pray to God for any length of time, do you? How long do you pray before God every day? Remember, a prayerless life leads to a non-spiritual life. Long prayer before the Lord is the only way that people can accomplish a long and strong spiritual life. Make sure of the victory over whatever satanic force is attacking you or the church. You just have a superficial, hasty conversation with the Lord that the sense of sin is so weak and that no motive have power to help you to hate and flee from the very appearance of sinfulness, as you have been commanded to do by our Lord and Savior. The Lord says, flee from the very appearance of evil. Does he not?
Amen.
Okay, have you got more there?
Yes, verse 7, and one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials, full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever.
Oh, full of the wrath of God. Full of it. Amen?
Amen.
So God is very ticked off with the sinfulness of the preachers today. Very ticked off at them. And judgment, remember, preachers out there, you false preachers, judgment begins at the house of God. You're first. You better clean up your act, unless you're just demons posing as angels of light in pulpits, making yourself, exalting yourself, exalting Satan, saying, letting Satan say in you that he is God, like the second chapter of Second Thessalonians says that he will, and I believe he has already. This, that looks like the great revival, seems to be the great falling away to me, because I see all these millions of people running after false prophets. Then what does it say?
Verse 8, and the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled.
Those are the last plagues. Nothing except hidden, humble, constant fellowship with God can teach you as a child of God to take sin as God wants you to hate sin as God wants you to hate it. Nothing. You know, God tells you to hate. He says, be ye angry at sin. But sin not. Don't be angry at God's word. Amen?
Amen.
Because that'll get you nowhere but to hell in the lake of fire. Nothing but the constant nearness and unceasing power of the living Christ can make it possible for you to rightly divide or rightly understand what sin is and to detest it, to hate it, and without this deeper understanding of sin and the way you should hate it, there will be no thought of appropriating the victory that is made possible for you in Christ Jesus and will be wrought in you by the Holy Spirit. say this to God. O God, cause me to know my sin of not praying before you a long time, and hating of sin. And God, teach me that praying to pray all the time without ceasing, and pray always. Teach me to pray and stay before you in prayer, and putting everything else aside. Everything else. Teach me to take a long time to pray before you, a long time before you, and to wait on you until your spirit causes something of your holiness to rest upon me. Oh my God, cause me to know my sin of not praying and praying a long time, and let this drive me to listen to the promise of you, Father, of yours, and to expect the fulfillment from you. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. If you say you abide in the Lord Jesus Christ and you're sinning, then read that scripture in 1 John 3:6. Whosoever abideth in him, in Jesus, will not sin, sinneth not. 1 John 3:6. Whosoever lives in Christ, whosoever is in the body of Christ, does not sin. God expects fulfillment from you and from me. So whosoever abideth or lives in him sinneth not. Again, 1 John 3:6. And so let's begin the next chapter, 16, please.
And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth.
Okay, so God is instructing the angels to pour out the wrath of God on the earth. And you may say, well, I just can't worship a God that's going to pour wrath on us sinners. Well, it's obvious that you won't serve him because you're serving the devil. That's who you've chosen to serve. But God will send you to hell for it. That's the kind of God he is. And if it's obvious you don't like him, and so therefore you're going to have to spend eternity in the lake of fire. That's what the Bible says. Okay, then what?
Verse 2, and the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that, but they've already accepted the mark of the beast in their mind, and they're already doing the will of the beast. You take U.S. Marshals and the military and everybody in the world has been deceived to the point that they're doing the will of this world's greatest cult. The cult, they're blindly doing everything that Satan is telling the cult leader to tell you to do. And you're doing it. Again, everything is covered up, though, by the news media about the Satan. Blind obedience to Satan. Blind obedience are the followers of the devil, the Pope, the government, world government, and the media. They cause conflict and violence in the world. But we've been called to resist the power of the cults, resist the power of Satan and his angels. Okay, then what?
Verse 3, and the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial.
You mean, is God doing all this?
Yes.
Isn't it time that you people out in radio land, TV land, and even those of you that don't listen to radio or TV because it's too vexing to you, isn't it time you started learning what the true living God is? God hates sin, and he hates those that refuse to reform, to reject sin and reject Satan and reject the cults. The cults are the ones that's calling the born-again Christians cults. But I'm telling you who the real cult is, and the Bible tells you the same thing that I am saying. All right, then go ahead.
Verse 4, and the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood.
Right, God is going to give you you bloody people in the world that love to see innocent people killed in the name of democracy, which is nothing more than dictatorship, Satan's dictatorship. Now God is going to give you blood to drink, because the Lord is a God of judgment, true and just judgment. Then what?
Verse 5, and I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was.
The angels are saying, God, you're righteous for making them drink blood. Amen?
Amen.
You're righteous for killing them. Thou art righteous. They're not righteous. The people of this world are not righteous. Only the people of the Lord in this world are righteous, and they're the only ones that are going to be spared. So if I were you, I'd accept the Lord Jesus Christ today. Yeah, let him enter you so that you don't, you're not caught up with all these unrighteous people that are going to have to drink blood and suffer all the things, all the wrath that God's going to be pouring out on this earth very soon. Then what?
Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets.
They have saved. Now see, there's like big bands of the Antichrist. Rome is influencing the cult awareness network. Cult awareness network is, which is called Wellsprings, and they're influencing the people in the small town that some of our people live in, and even I live in, and they're trying to get them to get a mob going to run us out of town or kill us. And this is all coming from the Vatican. And they just think that everybody's so stupid that we don't know what they're up to. The devil is getting sloppy. He used to be cunning, but he knows that his time is short, and he's come out of the closet, and he's just running rampant like a maniac because he's full of wrath. And people that are full of wrath, they can't control themselves. They just say any wild thing. It doesn't make any difference if it's even close to the truth. They just have to say it, because they figure that there's a bunch of other people like them, wicked people, that will believe the things that they're saying, the wild and dangerous things they're saying. But, you know, we know that the Lord says he'll recompense all these people for troubling us. Amen?
Amen.
I recompense them with wrath. All right, and then what else?
For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for
right.
They are worthy.
You're going to have to drink blood, you people out there. Then what?
For they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments.
These people are standing up for homosexuals and wishing them well, when the Bible tells us to don't even wish them Godspeed, to shake the dust of our feet off at them. So they're totally disrespectful to God, but they're very respectful to ungodly men. They hate God. They hate the Word of God. They hate Christians, the people of God, and God's going to repay you for that. All of you devils out there. Then what?
Verse 8, and the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him glory.
See, when they have given their their hand and their mind to serve the Antichrist, they've already blasphemed the Holy Spirit, and there's no forgiveness for them in this world or in the world to come. None whatsoever. Okay, then what?
Verse 10, and the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain.
Right, and I can't wait for that day. If you think I'm supposed to have mercy for these devils, well then why don't you take these words to heart, because God has no mercy on them. If he doesn't, it's for sure I'm not going to. I'm supposed to be like God. Amen?
Amen.
And I am. Okay, then what?
They gnawed their tongues for pain and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. Verse 12, and the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs.
That means the Nile River is going to actually dry up, and Russia and all these different countries have just crossed the river on dry ground and go into Israel to try to destroy it. Then God's going to destroy them. God said he's going to put a hook in their charm, make them come there so he can destroy them. Then what?
And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast.
Yeah, you people that are out there that hate God, his word, and his people, you're following the spirit of three frog-like spirits. Then what?
And out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God, to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath.
All right, that's it. So the great city, Rome, where the Antichrist sits, the city of the seven mountains, they're going to get the wine of the wrath of God. It's been distilled. Okay? I see my time is up at the moment, and so right now, those of you that want to take part in the heaven, in the kingdom of heaven rather than the pit of hell and the lake of fire, you want to be saved and have the power of God in you to be able to resist sin, then say this prayer. Say to the Lord with all your heart, or as much as you have. Say to him, My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away. All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know you have heard me, and I know you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise the hands up. Praise and thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now share and tell them four different ways that we can receive a copy of this program number 287. Please specify whether you want a tape copy or a CD. It's free. Postage and handling is paid for as well.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
I, with the Stamps Quartet, J.D. Simmons, Stamps Quartet, are going to sing How Great Thou Art. So I'm going to sign off with that, but until tomorrow for another powerful message from the Lord. Just to Pastor Tony Lama saying, God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen. Here we are singing How Great Thou Art.
Thou art. Then sing.